It was bound to happen. Just when Glenn Beck was beginning to sink his teeth into the real issues destroying America, most prominently the Rothschild vampires and their Federal Reserve ghouls, Fox News announced last week that Beck's contract would expire this coming December and not be renewed. In other words, Beck has been fired for speaking the truth.
I want to take a couple of minutes and address something personal between you and me. It bothers me to be entering this phase.
Why this sudden turnabout with regard to one of America's rapidly rising politically incorrect TV pundits? Fox spin doctors are saying that there's no ill feelings between the two parties, but that unspecified specials are being planned between Fox and Beck for 2012. Not a chance. Unless, perhaps, Beck converts to Judaism and starts weeping at the Wailing Wall. Remember, Beck is a source of commercial revenue for Fox, and regardless of the ratings, Fox is not going to throw away money unless it's being ordered to do so. Rupert Murdoch's right-hand man, Fox president and hatchetmeister, Roger Ailes, when asked to comment on Beck's departure, told reporters in classic doublespeak, quote, "Half the headlines say Beck has been canceled. The other half say he quit. We're happy with both headlines," unquote. Ailes continued, "We felt that Glenn brought a unique perspective to the Fox channel, but whether or not you can keep telling the story of why America is in trouble, we're not so sure."
And that's the problem. Our country is technically bankrupt.
There you have it. To truly report the reality of the Zionist cancer decimating America will quickly plunge anyone doing a show on the Jewish-owned mainstream media into a terminal career spiral. And for Beck, doing so meant he has sealed his doom on Fox. It all happened this past winter. In a three-part exposé on Beck's show, globalist Zionist billionaire George Soros was named by Beck as the leading figure of America's shadow government.
The question is, do we have a shadow government? And if we do, who are those intelligent minority that is guiding us through? Who's the puppet master? George Soros.
Beck put his head on a Zionist chopping block for good when he mentioned the Jew word with regard to Soros.
Tonight, George Soros, and tomorrow night, even more. His childhood is shocking, traumatic. He grew up in Nazi Europe. 14 years old, he had to help the government confiscate the lands of his fellow Jewish friends and neighbors.
Of course, the Zionist Jewish machine went into near instant action and contrived and orchestrated protests, hit the press and the streets, demanding that Fox dump Beck immediately.
More than 10,000 people, members of our community, signed a petition calling for Mr. Beck's termination from Fox News and News Corp.
Further igniting the wrath of the Jewish community. In the context of Soros being a Jew, Beck aired footage of Soros calling for the decline of the U.S. dollar and ushering in a new world order with China as its leader.
So I think you need a new world order that China has to be part of the process of creating it. And the dollar is a very weak currency.
Beck began to dig his grave deeper during several programs in March when he began to expose the privately owned and unconstitutional Federal Reserve Bank as a direct and deadly threat to what's left of America's sovereignty. Beck didn't stop there and specifically and correctly singled out Jewish figures as the killer sharks in the Fed's dark and dirty seas. Names like Rothschild, Warburg, and Bernanke's latest QE2 scheme.
Most Americans have heard a lot about the Federal Reserve, but most Americans don't know anything about it. How it works, what it is, who even runs it.
Names like Rothschild, Warburg,
and Paul Warburg. He was a partner at Kuhn, Loeb & Company. He was representing the Rothschild banking family.
Oh, he's going to talk about the Rothschilds now.
And Bernanke's latest QE2 scheme.
When they said on Capitol Hill, when Bernanke said, "We will not monetize our debt," I got on the air that night and said, he's already lying.
And now, all of these very important issues, Soros, the Fed, a shadow government, a new world order, the collapse of the dollar, brought to millions of Americans by Glenn Beck, will be erased from an even larger exposure to the American public with Beck's firing. The Zionist Jews, as always, have dropped the hammer, and Beck's show has been canceled. He did not quit.
It bothers me to be entering this phase.
You know the game by now. If you have a show on the Zionist mainstream media and you promote sexual perversion, ridicule Christianity, support minority causes while denigrating white interests, and of course endorse the genocidal policies of Israel, all to keep Jewish advertising money pouring in, your ratings will only grow and your contract renewals are guaranteed. But once you start speaking the truth about Jewish figures, their money, and their schemes, as Beck did with Soros and the Rothschilds, you'll soon learn that the truth will not only set you free, but will get you fired as well.